A very tender welcome from the Lion of Judah Non-Denominational Church and me, Pastor Cristoforo Padula. Our reflection is dedicated to the memory of the 11 Israeli Olympic team athletes who were killed 48 years ago on September 5, 1972 in Munich, Germany, by those who continue to step down from their heavenly spiritual origin into the hell of their choices to embrace evil, hate, rejection, violence, destruction, exclusion, prejudice, war, and murder. My beloveds, the Midrash is a rabbinic contemplation and interpretation and an explanation of the Hebrew Scriptures. An excellent example of the Midrash is found in the Christian Scriptures of Matthew, which is a contemplation, an interpretation, an explanation of Mark. My beloveds, this is my Midrash, my contemplation, my interpretation, and my explanation on the heavenly spiritual origins of Adam and Eve. I am in harmony with Saint Irenaeus, who believe that Eve and all her sisters through the ages have been granted divine unalienable rights by our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother. Only our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother reserves the exclusive divine right to take away or deny one's divine, unalienable rights. History reveals that woe and destruction always comes to those who try to deny or take away another person's divine, unalienable rights, which are life, freedom, dignity, equal social, political, judicial, spiritual, and economic equality and stability for all people. My beloveds, the portrait of Eve, as seen in the story of Adam and Eve, is unjust and corrupted by men. Eve is a precious and sacred woman and the mother of life, not death. Eve speaks to our heart to remember that our heavenly spiritual origins with each other are the same as our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother and eternally entwined. Eve and all women are created with the same spiritual power, love, and eternal life of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother. Hence, we must be spiritual, understanding, compassionate, encouraging, considerate, tender, giving, just, forgiving, sharing, dedicated, honest, honorable, protecting, and loving to all we meet upon our path of life for all the seasons of our life. Join me now as we gaze through the eyes of our heart and soul into the Garden of Eden. Here flourishes the essence of love, a beautiful, divine, precious, sacred, eternal union of spiritual power. This essence of love that Adam and Eve shared is yours for the choosing to share with your wife and your children, including all your brothers, sisters, and all the children of the world as well. Can you feel the essence of love dwelling and beckoning ever more within your heart, mind, and soul? Can you hear the voice of Jesus whispering to you to choose to be and remain an authentic representative of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother's healing, protecting, considerate, serving, and love to all you meet upon the path of life? Let us consider. While Eve was in heaven, she was visited by the snake, which should be seen as an agent of encouragement and not as an agent of evil. The reason being is that the power of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother is supreme. They would not allow any agent of evil into the garden, nor could any agent of evil live in the garden. Thus, the snake was only an agent of encouragement for Eve to consider the full meaning and the results of her opening the doors of the gift of choice, while at the same time accepting the responsibility for her choices. Eve's choices would lead her to fan the flames of her yearning, burning need to know and understand the role she could choose to play upon the physical world. Eve was aware that she would have to become a human being in order for her to remind all humans of their heavenly spiritual origin, and that if they chose to be, they can and shall remain connected to their beloved Heavenly Father and Mother's spiritual power, love, and eternal life. Further, Eve could show humans how to embrace the gift of the freedom of choice and responsibility for their choices. That in turn would lead humans to be able to change their thoughts, feelings, and behavior for good or ill. Our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother made it very clear to Adam and Eve that they could enjoy eating from all the trees in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of choices and responsibility, which if she and Adam did eat from that tree, they would surely die. What does surely die mean? To surely die means Adam and Eve must choose to become a physical being who dwells in a physical world. In that physical world, they find physical beings who seem to forget their heavenly spiritual origin and seem to think, feel, and behave as if they are separated from their beloved Heavenly Father and Mother and eternal life. After thinking about all she learned about stepping down into the physical world and of our beloved Heavenly Father's and Mother's need for she and Adam to become a physical being by stepping down into the physical world, Eve then told Adam that she had learned all about stepping down into the physical world. Then Eve requested Adam to share with her his deepest thoughts and feelings about whether he felt they should choose to remain in their heavenly spiritual origin or to take a step down and walk upon the path of a physical being in the physical world. Adam was silent for a very long time. Then he said to Eve he thought they should not eat from the tree of the knowledge of choices and responsibility. He did not neither want to step down from his heavenly spiritual origin and become a physical being in a physical world. He did not need or want to be in any place where people seem to forget their heavenly spiritual origin and seem to think, feel, and behave as if they were separated from their beloved heavenly Father and Mother. Eve, looking into Adam's eyes with deep compassion and consideration, whispered to Adam, "We are being offered the gift of choice to embrace the task of becoming the needed and wanted, healing, loving servants for our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother to those in the physical world. We can be the light of freedom, dignity, equal social, political, judicial, spiritual, and economic equality and stability in the physical world. We can advocate in the physical world for the union of humanity, peace, health, joy, and love. We can advocate for all those wounded blossoms in the physical world who find themselves in the valley of shadows. Adam, it is unacceptable to me to remain in the Garden of Eden, and it should be unacceptable to you, knowing what you and I now know of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother's need and want for us to be his healing and loving servants in the physical world." At that moment, Adam realized he did in fact need and want to take a step down into the physical world in order for him to become a healing, just, protecting, considerate, serving, and loving servant to humanity. It was also during that moment that he became very aware that he was blessed more than he knew to be given the precious and sacred gift of walking the path of his life with Eve as his beloved wife. Come close to me now with your heart as we consider that our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother were not angry with nor punished Adam and Eve for eating from the tree of the knowledge of choice and responsibility that lighted their way to step down into the physical world. They did not rebel against our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother, nor were they evil and guilty of being the cause of the man-created curse of original sin upon humanity, its babies, and children for eternity. Adam and Eve were blessed by our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother for their choosing to embrace their destiny of healing, protecting, serving, and loving humanity via reminding humanity of their divine gift of freedom to choose their own thoughts, feelings, and behavior, and of accepting responsibility for their own choices that can make either a heaven or a hell of one's life. My beloveds, let's not forget the true meaning of the word sin. It means to step down from one's spiritual heavenly origin to a lower place. Based upon one's choices to step down and embrace evil, turns the word sin into an act of being unloving in one's thoughts, feelings, words, deeds, and behavior. Therefore, the one who sins by stepping down from their heavenly spiritual origin to embrace evil has stepped down from the spiritual power, love, and eternal life of our beloved Heavenly Father and Mother. For Adam and Eve, their step down into this physical world was not due to embracing rebellion or evil, nor being unloving in their thoughts, feelings, words, deeds, and behavior. Rather, it was due to their dedication and love to encourage us to remember that the key to unlock the chains of pain, doubt, despair, abuse, poverty, rejection, exclusion, ageism, addictions, disease, illness, the loneliness of the evening of one's days, and all unloving thoughts, feelings, deeds, and death is ever found and maintained in the gift of the freedom to choose our own thoughts, feelings and behavior and accepting the responsibility for our own choices that can either make of one's life a heaven or a hell. Amen. Shalom.